Welcome to another episode of the Family Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Christian Horstman, and my prayer for you is that the Lord would be pleased to bless this show and use it to provide you as a Christian parent with gospel-centered, grace-driven ideas and encouragement for shepherding your children's hearts and cultivating your family's relationships with Jesus and with each other. All right, friends, welcome back to this episode of the Family Discipleship Podcast. And today our guest is Melanie Wilson, and we are going to be talking about practical parenting for homeschool parents. So for those of you who don't know Melanie, she is a homeschool mom of six. Her children have all graduated, and so now she shares sanity-saving wisdom on her podcast, The Homeschool Sanity Show. And she also writes language arts curriculum and other resources available at funtolearnbooks.com. She's also a popular speaker at great homeschool conventions, which I hear are some wonderful events. So by all means, go to one of those if you have one near you. And she loves connecting with the most committed parents on the planet at those events. And of course, we'll have all the links to her website and her podcast and everything in the show notes with this episode. But for now, let's go ahead and jump into our conversation. Like I said, we're talking about practical parenting for homeschoolers. With so many conflicting perspectives on parenting, homeschool moms and dads are understandably confused, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm happy to hear some wisdom from you, your veteran homeschool mom, as you kind of share some wisdom about, how to find a just right approach mm-hmm. for your family. So welcome to the show. And I guess first question I'd like to ask is, how did you come to speak to homeschool parents about parenting? How did you get into that?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your podcast, Christian. It is really a privilege for me to be able to speak with your audience. Yeah. And the journey for me to become a parenting speaker started when I was a podcaster, because I was a podcaster before I was a homeschool speaker. And the woman who runs the podcast network that I'm a part of said that she wanted me to talk about parenting on my podcast. And I just thought, no, I don't want to. And I think my resistance was because at that point, I had no adult children. I was still in the trenches of parenting. And to be very honest, I didn't know what I was doing. I was having my own struggles, my own issues. And I had it in my head that I had to have my whole act together before I would talk to anybody about how to parent their kids. And then as I started speaking at homeschool conferences in which I wanted to start off talking about how we can get organized, that was my initial emphasis. People were way more interested in what I had to say about parenting. They hear that I'm a psychologist and they think, yes, I can trust her. I can ask her my parenting questions without getting reported to family services.
Right.
and that is true. Yeah. But I just didn't think that I was really qualified to do that. And that's really why I avoided it, but it's really how it happened. When I started doing more parenting focused seminars at great homeschool conventions, those were the most popular sessions by far.
Wow. Praise God.
Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it.
For sure. So you're talking about some of your own struggles and challenges. Do you mind sharing some of those, what some of those were? And are they kind of the same ones that you see, the same ones that you encountered yourself and talking to other homeschool parents then? Is that kind of the same ones you see now, or are they different?
Yeah. So a lot of times people wanted help with discipline. What kind of discipline approach should I use? And I could totally relate to that, because I heard from family members and friends about the approach that they used. I read all kinds of books and I would try to use those approaches. And, you know, when you're trying to figure out everything else as a homeschooling parent, you know, how do I teach my child to read, especially if my child is struggling? What is the best way to teach math? What's the best curriculum to use for a subject that I don't feel skilled at teaching? You know, I wasn't good at it in school. You have all of those things that you're trying to figure out. And then you throw in there, what is the best discipline approach? What do I do? And that is what people want me to tell them. This is the way to do it. And we can get to that a little bit later, how my response to that question has changed over the years. But I think that is the first thing that I get a lot. You know, how do I discipline? How do I parent so that I have happy children who are also obedient and respectful? I think this is what parents want. And you're dealing with all kinds of personalities and different situations, home situations. I would say that's number one. Number two is, what do I do when my kids fight, when there is conflict, when they just don't even like each other, apparently? What do I do? How can I resolve this? And it becomes the same kind of thing where you hear what this person has done and what that person has done, and you read this book and that book, but still you're not getting it. It's not working. It doesn't feel right. And I have definitely been there in that same situation. And then I would say a final issue that I get a lot, which wasn't as much of an issue for me personally, is when you and your spouse don't agree on parenting and discipline. And, you know, there are a lot of really worried parents who come to me with that issue because, you know, we've heard over and over and over that if you're not on the same page, it's not going to work. And so I have a response to that too.
Okay. Well, I'd love to hear that in a few moments. I'd love to hear that. Because I've heard that before too, myself.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what was your initial approach to discussing parenting at these conventions, and has it changed any? And if so, how?
Yes. Okay. So initially, I was, first of all, I was so surprised by the number of parents who didn't have the basics down when it came to parenting. Like, in other words, they were still trying to decide if they needed to discipline a child, for example, who was disrespectful, or was that behavior just because they have special needs, or because their child is tired, or because they're in a phase. You know, it's just a phase, and I'll just let it go and hope and pray that it goes away and it gets better. And initially, I was just so surprised by that kind of philosophy, if you will, of parenting, that I wanted to go, okay, people, come on now. You can't do that. You can't let your child flagrantly disobey. I'm not talking about, oh, I forgot to clean my room because I got busy doing other things. That's a totally different issue than saying, no, I'm not doing it. I'm playing a game. Leave me alone. Mm-hmm. That requires a swift and decisive response. And I think I was just so stunned that this was the attitude that I was dealing with, as opposed to the type of parenting approach that I saw most often when I started homeschooling, which was too far to the other extreme, in my opinion, which is like, you will obey me immediately. You know, I want you to be scared of me so that you just jump when I say jump. And so because I was just so surprised by this, I think I was being too dogmatic and judgmental, honestly, of parents who were legitimately asking me for my help and advice. And now I realized that parents who come to hear me at great homeschool conventions, parents who listen to my podcast, parents who email me, comment on my social media and say, you know, what do I do? I know that they want to parent their children well, and they just honestly don't know what to do. And they're so confused by all this conflicting advice out there that I think I am a much better help to parents today than I was several years ago.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. So, yeah, well, it's, I mean, it is. It really is. You know, that's because it's the whole homeschooling journey in itself is it's always an upward progression. It's not like Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is homeschooling or family life or anything else like that. So,
So true.
So let's take just a quick break, and then I'll come back and ask you about a little bit more about some of the parenting challenges that you talk about and some solutions that you recommend.
In today's busy high-tech world, families are losing the art of old-fashioned quality time together. But you can transform your family time with an exciting new trivia game about Moses and the Exodus. This game is more than just fun and entertainment. It's a chance to unite your loved ones for screen-free family time and enrich your scriptural knowledge. You and your children will have fun, laughter, and friendly competition as you step back into the Old Testament and test your knowledge about the life of Moses and the biblical details of the Israelites' exodus from Egypt and 40-year trek through the wilderness. This easy-to-play family-friendly game is sure to make memories you'll treasure. So head over to Family Discipleship. podcast.net/Moses and get your family a copy of this trivia game, download and print it right away, put down your electronic devices and play it together with your family tonight. That's familydiscipleshippodcast.net/Moses. Have fun!
All right, welcome back from our break. Again, we have Melanie Wilson here with us today talking about practical parenting for homeschoolers. So we've talked a little bit about some of the parenting challenges that she's worked through in her own family and with helping others, and a little bit of her initial approach and how that's changed a little bit over the years. She talks to parents and helps other parents. So I'd like to talk for a little bit now, if you don't mind. Like, what are some of the most common parenting challenges that parents ask you about, and what are some of the solutions that you recommend, or advice that you give?
Yeah, so one issue that comes up quite a bit is parents will ask me, what do I do if my child doesn't want to do X, Y, or Z? And of course, that comes out of this philosophy that my child has to agree with me on whatever the plan happens to be for that day. My child has to agree and understand that we need to clean up the house and we need to do that on a regular basis. My child needs to agree and understand that math is an important part of an education, for example. And that would be nice. It would be very nice if our child was like, I'm on board. I get it.
Yeah, we wouldn't need to talk. We would have the answer,
when that isn't the case, and I especially get that question from parents of very young children, that it's not required to proceed. You just communicate through words and consistent action that this is what we're going to do. We are a family who keeps our home and our study space, our workspaces orderly, because that is, it's what's good for us. It's what God calls us to do, also to have an orderly home. And this is what we're going to do. And it's not going to be where every day I wait to see if you're on board and if you're going to cooperate. If you don't cooperate, you will experience consequences. And that's where people really get into trouble, right? It's like, well, what consequence should I use? What am I supposed to do? And as I said before, I went through this whole time where I tried all these different approaches and systems. And I have some now that I think are so, so practical. But underneath all of that, whatever particular approach you choose to use to discipline your child, it should feel right for you. And by right for you, I don't mean that, you know, maybe if you already know that you're more of a quiet person who doesn't like conflict, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a wonderful personality to have. But if it feels uncomfortable for you to enforce consequences just because of your personality being that way, that's not what I'm talking about. It's when you just know in your spirit that you're using an approach that someone else says is the right one, but you just know it's not the right one for your child in that moment, or for that child's personality or their stage of development. And I want you to trust your gut. Okay. So having said that, what I really like, and I recommend to parents all the time, is an approach that is taught by Dr. Kevin Lehman, who is the author of Have a New Kid by Friday. Okay. And it's so, so simple. It doesn't require any pre-planning on your part, which is amazing for busy homeschooling parents, right?
Right. You're right.
And it is simply this. Now, this is not for disrespect. That is a different issue altogether. So if your child says, no, I'm not doing it, that requires a very swift response. And parents will say, well, like, what do you mean? When you've trained your children from an early age, you can simply say, stop. That was disrespectful. Restate that in a respectful way. Use a respectful tone. And when you're first training, you might have to say, explain how they can do that. And I can kind of explain that in just a moment. But in other words, it is major. It's a major thing. I've had my kids drop to the floor and do push-ups and sit-ups and that kind of thing. I have given them time out. I don't think there's anything wrong with that either, but I'm specifically talking here about with Dr. Lehman's approach to disobedience. So that is, if I say to my son, would you unload the dishwasher for me? He doesn't give me the talking back. Okay. He's like, okay. But then it doesn't get done because he is messing around doing, you know, playing games, goofing off, and then he doesn't do it. And I want to just give a caveat. I mean, there's so many caveats with parenting, right?
Right.
If something happened where your son wasn't able to, and if this is his very first infraction where he doesn't do something that you asked him to do, then I wouldn't give a consequence. Most likely I would just say, hey, remember I asked you to do that. And most likely your child would just, you know, immediately go into it. But I'm talking about if this is an ongoing issue, you would say, you wouldn't say anything to your son. That's really the beauty of it. So you see that the dishwasher hasn't been unloaded. Okay. You wait for your son to come to you and ask you for anything that he might want. If he comes and says, hey, you know, can I have a snack now? Hey, would it be okay if I played a video game now? Would it be okay if I went over to the neighbors to play? I mean, it could be anything at all that he asks you for. And then you will immediately say no. And that's it. Just say no. And then your son, in this case, would say, well, why? Why can't I? And right. You will say, remember when I asked you to unload the dishwasher? Most children at that point will say, oh, okay. I'll do it. I'll do it right now. Right. And then you could say, wonderful. If it hasn't been done, wonderful. Please do unload it. But you're still not going to have a snack. You're still not going to play a video game. You're still not going to go over to the neighbors. And at that point, a child who hasn't been disciplined much at that point will maybe try to argue with you and complain. And that is the point at which you can ignore them. It's just no. And you're not going to listen to any more discussion about it. And that will teach a child who is consistently disobedient in doing things for you to learn, oh, I better do this because then the yeah. next thing I want isn't going to happen.
Right.
So the other thing that you can do with disobedience that I think could work with disrespect also, especially if you're in a public place, is you can say, let's say it's disrespect. I'm out in public. I can't really give a consequence, right? But my child has just been talking back to me. I can say that was disrespectful. And I am going to go home and talk with your father or pray about this or think about what the consequence is going to be for this disrespect. But I can promise you that you will not like it. Okay. I have just given that child a consequence because the child is now worrying about what the consequence is going to be. Mm-hmm. I also get to calm down and not overreact and say, that's it. You aren't having a snack until you're out of the house at 18. You know, I can just think through, pray about it, and hopefully think of a consequence that is a logical consequence. It is connected to what they did wrong. So let's say what I've actually had this happen to me. I've been in a car with a teenager who, boy, this is a great example. I just realized, wow, this would have been a fantastic consequence. My right. child was talking back to me in the front seat of my car, and I got so upset that I was speeding without realizing it. I got pulled over and I got a big ticket. I could have, as a logical consequence, said, you're going to pay for part of that ticket because you contributed to that situation. You were distracting me and being, you know, so disrespectful. That would be an example of a logical consequence that we can give to our kids. And so what that does is it takes away this, oh, I have to have a pre-planned consequence for every possible infraction. And even if you did that, because I have done that, I had the chart where it's like, you do this, this is a consequence, you know, we don't want to follow through because, you know, life is busy. So those are some strategies that I would offer to parents who wonder, how do I discipline?
Yeah, no, that's very helpful. So yeah, and thank you for sharing some of those
sure.
examples in particular. And so yeah. like if parents needed additional help, you know, maybe they, like kind of like you said, maybe they're trying some of those things you've talked about and
right.
if it's not working all the way 100% yet, like what would you recommend then?
Right. So I have done definitely a number of episodes on my podcast, The Homeschool Sanity Show, on parenting. Mm-hmm. Right. Like you said at the beginning, if they're near to a great homeschool convention and they want to drop in and catch one of my sessions, I would love that. Yes. Pick up Dr. Lehman's book, Have a New Kid by Friday. Wonderful, wonderful book. And you can also email me. I will give you my email to have in the show notes. But if you want to just email Melanie, it's Melanie, I-E. At homeschoolsanity.com. And if you have a parenting dilemma, I'm happy to give you a direction to go in.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And yeah, we'll definitely have that in the notes for our listeners as well. So yeah, well, thank you. So as we wrap up, or get ready to wrap up, I know you have a book, I think it's called The Organized Homeschool Life, book and planner to help parents go. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Like why you put it together and why you think it's helpful?
Absolutely. So I was not an organized person when I started homeschooling. In fact, I wasn't getting really anything done. No homeschooling. It wasn't that my house was really clean. That wasn't done either. And I thought I was going to have to quit homeschooling. And I was introduced to a woman who calls herself Fly Lady online. And Fly Lady believes, and through from experience, that having a routine is the key to having organization in your home and in your life. And she would send out these 15-minute missions to kind of help you clean up and organize different spaces in your home. And I thought, I wish that someone had these for homeschoolers. Well, I couldn't find them. And so I created a series of 15-minute missions to organize not just your home, but your whole homeschooling life, everything from getting ready to sell used curriculum so you don't miss all the sales, to planning the fall activities that you've always wanted to do with your kids, but always seem to forget. I have all of those things in book form, The Organized Homeschool Life, but then I created the planner because some homeschool moms were telling me, I don't even know when I can find 15 minutes in my day to get this done. And so the planner will help moms find that time and make organization a habit and not an event. That is what I found was a problem for me, is that I thought, oh, I'll get organized in 2 weeks this summer. But that's not how organization works, right? It has to be a habit.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And so where can we find that book and planner?
Yes. So you can, So my main product website is funtolearnbooks.com. That is where you can find my language arts curriculum, the organizing books, and I have a new curriculum coming out that is going to help children build social and emotional skills. And I'm so excited about it. So if people sign up, they'll get notified about it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you. And like I said, we'll have the links to that book specifically and your website and everything in the notes of this episode. So, well, thank you for sharing that. Before we take off, do you have a final word of encouragement or inspiration for our listeners?
I really do. And that is, I remember one particular day, I was just overwhelmed with six kids and a house that was a mess. And it just seems like everything was going wrong. And I just sat and prayed, and God gave me a reassurance and even an idea of what I needed to do to restore order and peace in my home. So that is what I encourage your listeners to do too.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Now, time has flown by, so it always seems to go by faster than we think. So we'll go ahead and wrap up this episode for today. But thank you again for taking a few minutes of your day to share your wisdom with our listeners. And to those who are listening, I hope that this has been a blessing to you. And hope that helps your parenting just a little bit easier, and maybe gives you some solutions that very likely you're probably having. So hopefully it was a big help and a big blessing. And want to thank you for tuning in. And hopefully we will hear from you again, maybe in the not too distant future.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Family Discipleship Podcast. I truly hope that you've been blessed and encouraged by the things we've covered today. And I'd love to hear your feedback, questions, or even suggestions for a particular guest or topic that you would like to see featured on a future episode. Feel free to email host@familydiscipleshippodcast.net. And don't forget to follow the show on social media and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss new episodes as they're released. I hope you'll be able to join us again next week, but in the meantime, I pray that the Lord will continue to bless your family as you endeavor to shepherd your children's hearts and cultivate your family's relationships with Jesus and with each other.